We are learning Maseches Erev in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of the Amud, two lines from the bottom of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Amram Chista, Dorish Mori Bamar. Ma'idach Siv says in the pasuk, "V'hine Shnei Dudai Te'enim Mo'adof Nehechal Hashem." This is a nevuah to Yirmiyah. He said that there was two big pots, copper pots full of figs, prepared in front of the Hechal. Hadud Echad Te'enim Toivos Mo'id. One of them had very good figs, like the te'enim that are very choshev, that get ready very quickly, ripen quickly. The other dud, te'enim rois, were the bad figs, ma'oid, very bad ones. You can't eat it good, so bad. Te'enim taivais, what are the te'enim taivais remes to, referring to? Elu tzadikim gemurim, those are tzadikim gemurim. Te'enim harois, el rasham gemurim, those are rasham gemurim. Hashem ha'taymar, Ovat Sivra and Bata Shechuya. Maybe you'll say they have no hope. They have no hope for tshuva or anything like that. Tama Loimar, it says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hadu Da'im, which Pasuk means flowers, but here we're saying it means those Dudam, those two pots, Nosdu Reach, they both gave a good smell. Eilu Eilu Asidim Shitnu Reach. Even the Rishon, one day will give Reach, one day will do tshuva. This is talking about the Yiddish Rishon, one day they'll do tshuva and give a good smell. Doros Rav Maidach Siv, a different shot in the pasuk. Doros Rav Maidach Siv Hadudam Nosarech, Ela Bechuri Yisrael, so Tom Utam Chet. These are the referring to the young Bachrim who did not do any Chet. And the pasuk says, Vaita, Val Pesachenu Kol Megodim. What does that mean? Elu B'nai Yisrael, Shai Gidois Pesachem Lebeleim. These are B'nai Yisrael who tell the husbands their vestas, their time, their cycles, and tells them when they're Aser, when they're not Aser. That's the pischenida. They tell the husbands the pischeim. Lishtachri no rabshasha oigdos. They tie pischeim. They tie the openings levelayim and dafka. They leave it for the opening for the husbands, and they're not nivalos lachem like Rashi says. Right in the same pasuk it says chadoshim gam yeshanim doidi tzefanti loch. The new ones and the old ones, Klai Yisrael put aside for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Omer kresses. Yisrael from the Gosh Baruch Hu. Very shalom. Har begzeres gzarati la'atzmi, yoyisim ash gzarati alayvi kaimtim. I added on a bunch, Klai Yisrael said, we added on a bunch of different gzeres, more than you gave us. Chadosh of Gam Yishonim means the new ones, new gzeres, and of course your Torah, the old ones, we put aside for you. We were kaim for you. Omer Rav Chislu, Rabbono, and David comes out, the God, kamei, mishmi alach chadosh of Gam Yishonim. Do you know what Pshah, the Pasuk, Chadosh of Gam Yishonim? Omer, yeah. The first steps are like this. Elo mitzvahs kalos, elo mitzvahs chamuros. What it means is, chadosh of Gam Yishonim means the chomadika mitzvahs and the kaldika mitzvahs. Am levi chit tari, pom, nitno. Was then, is it, it says chadosh of the new ones and the old ones. Was the tari given two times? Tari is given at one time. You can't say like that. Elo, you know what pshat is? Halo mitzvah tari, halo mitzvah seifrim. There's a divrei tari, which is tari shvik sav, and divrei seifrim, which Rashi learns the Torah Shvapeh, and the Gzera de Rabbanans that came afterwards, that's called Chadashim. And Klal Yisrael is saying, we kept both the Chadashim and the Yeshanim. And we'll see that it might be even more Chamor, Divrei Seferim, Divrei Torah. We'll see in a second. Darosh Rava, Maidach Siv. It says in the Pasuk, in Kehelas, V'yoyser Mehema B'ni Hazer, Asoy Svarim Harbe, En Keitz V'lag Harbe Yigiyas Basa. So the Pasuk says that, it's going back on the Pesukim before, that says, the Divrei Chachamim kedarvoinos, which means that the Divrei Chachamim is like the stick that leads the animals in the right direction. That's the same way that Chazal's takanos lead us in the right direction. So it says, when it comes to those takanos, v'yoyisei mehem b'ni hazer, be very careful with those. I say asfarim harbe. B'ni hazer v'divrei soif from yoyisei v'divrei Torah. Be careful with the Rabbanans more than the Divrei Torah. Why? Shedivrei Torah yesh b'ma asei v'loy sasa. Divrei Torah has asei v'loy sasa, but not all of machayev misa. But with divrei soifrim, kol oiver al divrei soifrim chayev misa. Anyone who's oiver al divrei soifrim, they are chayev misa. The chayev misa, like it says in the pasuk in Kehelas, a pirate together yeshchena nachash. To anyone who does not listen to the Chazal, they get misa. So it's more chamer. Shem and Taimer, Yeshva and Mamish. If it's so chamer, v'malo nichtavu. Why was it written in the Torah? Omokra soy svarim harbe in kates. It wouldn't be possible to write so many things. There's so many halachas. You wouldn't be able to write them all in svarim. But it's avada more chamer than divrei Torah according to this gemara. The pasuk says vayta v'lag harbe yigiyas basa. End of that pasuk, that's what it says. What does that mean? Our papa read the Rav Acha bar Adash, made the Rav Acha bar Ula. Malamed shekolam malig. We're learning right now that the word lahag means to make fun. Everyone makes fun of the Rechavim. His onus will be Yigias Basa, which means he'll get burnt in burning tzoya. Mask of La Rava, I don't like that pshat. V'lahag doesn't mean to make fun. Miksiv la'ag, don't say what a ayin, v'lahag siv, it says what a hey. That doesn't mean making fun. And so the pasuk means something else. And pasuk means something good. Elakola hoigeb hem, anyone who learns the Torah, toyem tam basa. Which means that every time you chaza over a Gemara, you get a new tam fish, a new tam basa, a new tam. Every time you chaza a Gemara, you get more tam. Kola hoigeb hem, anyone learns the toyem tam basa. Tana Rabbanon, talking about now the Rabbanon, mitzvahs the Rabbanon, we bring a mitzvah from Rabbi Kiva about a mitzvah the Rabbanon. Tana Rabbanon, mitzvah Rabbi Kiva, sheyichavash beis asurim. This was at the end of Rabbi Kiva's life when he was captured by the Romans for teaching Torah. So he was in jail. They let Rabbi Shua Garsi in every day to bring him something. So every day, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, hoyim achnisim loimayim b'mida. Every day he brought him exactly enough water. They didn't let him too much water into the beis asurim, but they brought enough water, half of it for drinking and half of it for washing tiyos adayim. Yoyim echa, matzah shoyim beis asurim. One day, shoyim beis asurim, someone walking in with this water, and like the Marashah says, he was just trying to make problems because he came the same amount every day. But this day, he sees a full bottle of water. I'm like, yoyim meimecha v'rum. You have too much water. You don't need so much water to drink. Maybe you want to make the ground soft to be able to dig and get out of the surum. He wants to climb. He wants to escape. Shafachatzin. He spilled out half. Menoslechatzin. It gave him left him only half, which was just enough to drink. Because to Rabbi Kiva, when he came to Rabbi Kiva, Amalei Yeshua. He says, Yeshua, I'm very old. I am totally in you. Whatever you know, you do for me. That's the only way I'm living. So why bring so little water? So Sach Loi Kolosimur, he says, what happened? Amaloi, Taili Mayim Shat the other. Okay, give me the water. I won't drink. I'm going to wash my hands with that. Amaloi, Listo Yisem Megiyin. It's not even enough to drink. It's barely enough to drink. Lit the other Chom Megiyin. You think enough to wash your hands? Amaloi Ma'asa, Shachayah Amaloi Misa. For the Rabbanon, Zichayim Misa. Like we said before, Yichayim Misa with the Reseifim. For washing Tils Adayim, the mitzvah of Tils Adayim was only the Rabbanon. But still, it's the chayv misa for that. Mutav emes misa atzmi. I'd rather die misa atzmi, die by myself. Like ever al das chaver. I don't want to be over the divrei seifrim. Omru Chazal say loy tam klum. He didn't taste a thing. Actually, heavy loy mayim not the yadav until he brought him water to wash his hands. Because shom chacham medava omru. They said ma bezeknusekach madach. When Akiva's old age, he acted this way. He was so makpid on every single little mitzvah. But Yaldu say alachas kamikami. Imagine what he did when he was younger, when he had more kaiches. Umabit asurim kach madach and beis asurim. He did this. We had hatayrim. Like Tosis speaks out in Divrei Maschil Mutav. That he speaks out. We had on Daf Yud Zayin that in the Machana, you don't have to wash your hands. For Choshke Mokum Sakono, you don't have to wash your hands. And still, he was machmar himself. That's what Tosis speaks out. Interesting. Rashi speaks out the same exact thing. He must not have had this Tosis. So he's saying, look at Rabbi Kiva, how makbid he was in every small mitzvah. Who was Mesakin Netil Sadaim and who was Mesakin Erevin? It was Shlomo HaMelech. In the first, they speak out that this Netil Sadaim that Shlomo HaMelech made is not exactly the Netil Sadaim we had. It was those days, they only had to wash their hands. That was for Tyrus, maybe, and now they made it Auto Truma. I ain't shown in the different Mepharshim, but Akapanim, Shlomo HaMelech was the one who started the, because it's a voyage, Yud Ches Dava. We had in Shabbos, Shechel Shabbos, that it's one of the Yud Ches Dava, Matthias Dain. It's one of the 18 things Beisham Beis Hillel did. What do you mean? Shlomo HaMelech did. The Gemara asked the Kasha in Shabbos. So the answer is one of the Tyrus, one of the Truma. I ain't shown the Gemara Daf Yudalad in Mesech the Shabbos. Basko went out and said, "Bini, if you are so smart, I'm also very happy." Hashem said this about Shlomo HaMelech. I'm so happy he made this takana. So Omer, Chacham Bri v'Samach Libi v'Shivi Charpeidava. And I'm starting to answer the Mekatrigim, the people who are the prosecutors. We have something to show the Yidden have these special takaras to make for themselves, and that will help them connect any kitru. Torah's Doros Rav, Maidach says in the Pasuk, L'chod doidi neitze asoda, nalina b'kfarim, the Gemara's explain this whole Pasuk. Go out, my beloved one, neitze asoda, nalina b'kfarim, neshkim l'kramim. Nira impircha ha'gefen, pasach ha'smadar, What does this mean, this pasuk? So the Gemara explains, it says, go out, my beloved one, into the field. Don't look at us like we are the city dwellers. In the city, there's a lot of gezel, arayas, shua shav, shua sheker, a lot of not such good stuff going on in the city. Go outside to the field and bow by Recha Tmin Decham. Go look at Tmin Decham who are in the field. So Oiskim v'Toyrim Teichat Chak. They Oisik v'Toyrim Teichat Chak. Rashi explains what it means is B'nei Baga v'Oiv De Adama. The people work the land. V'Oiskim v'Toyrim Teichat Chak. They learn Toyrim Teichat Chak. No money. They're out in the field. Look at them. Put your eyes on them and those tzaddikim, those Tmin Dechamim. Nalina b'Kfarim. I'll take your Kfarim. Ela b'Koyfrim. Let me show you Zari Shal Esav, the children of Esav, Shishpatlam Toiv, you gave him so much, and still, and they are Kaifrim. Now, Shkimel Akramim, let's wake up and go look at the Kram, let's go to the Batik Midrashos, Nira and Percha Gefen, let's see if the Gefen blossomed the Elibali Mikra, the people learning Chumash. Pasach Asmada means when the blossom opens up, it turns into a tiny fruit, the Elibali Mishta, people learning Mishnais. Hinezer Amainim, when the pomegranates come out, Eile Bali Gemara, Shom Eten Es Doidi Loch. There I'll show you, my beloved ones, Erech Kvoidi V'Goyd L'Shvachi Bona Ibn Isai. There let me show you in the Batim Midrashim, the Chashuv Tim Decham, who are learning Torah, learning Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, go out, look at them. And that will be a Schus V'Klai Yisrael. Amr Av Nuna, Maidach Siv, what is in the Pasuk in Melachim, this is talking about Shlomo HaMelech Chachma. It says in the pasuk, "Vayidaber Shloish Alaf a Mashal, Vayishira Chamish Ve'Ela." Pasuk that means he had 3,000 Mashalim and he had 1,005 songs. What does that mean? The Gemara Darsh is what it means. Malamid Shomah Shlomo Al Kol Dava V'Levish Torah Shloish Alaf a Mashal. To explain every word of Torah, he gave 3,000 Mashalim, 3,000 examples and parables to explain the Torah. Al Kol Dava V'Levish Shal Soifrim and every thing of Chazal, like a Darabanon, every Siog, Chamish Shevelav Tamim, 1,005 reasons for every Gzeri Darabanon. And we don't know most of them. That's why a lot of times the Goyin says, even if the reason of the Darabanon doesn't apply these days, but there could be 1,000 other reasons that we don't know about. Darash Rav, Maidach Siv says in the Pasuk, V'yoyser Shahoya Kelas Chacham, even more than how smart he was, Oit Lime Das Sa'am, V'izim V'chiker Tikim V'shalom Harbe. He fixed up and made Mishalom Harbe. What does that mean? The Gemara explains. Limeid das ha'adam das es ha'adam the agbre v'simonim tamim. He taught them different simonim to remember the Mishnah, the Mikra. Rashi says, Kavalam aseris simonim bein b'tevis ha'mikra bein b'gesh ha'mishnah. It means in the Mikra he gave the different trop to remember it and it helped you learn it. And in the Mishnah he gave it to simonim to remember it. And explained things that are similar to that with Mashalim. Explained it with Mashalim. V'izain, v'chiker, v'tikim Mashalim harbi, amulam, ralaz, v'tchila, yis, v'tayra, dem, l'chvi, v'ashen, l'aznayim. The beginning of the Torah was compared to a barrel or a little bucket without any handle. Shein l'aznayim, no ears. You put ears on the side to hold it. Asher bash loima, he came and he made the Torah of v'ashallah aznayim. He made aznayim, made ears for the Torah in order to be able to hold on to it. And with that, we have to hold on to it. Rashi explains, Shetikin Erevim v'yadayim v'goz ha'shnias l'arayis. He also made certain exeris d'rabbanans for arayis, k'farashi v'amis. V'aydei kach, aydei that, oichsi yisrael v'mitzvahs. They hold on to the mitzvahs. Shashrach v'ravera. With three things, the whole word of Erevim, when it says Erevim here, it means the Erev chaser. He shouldn't carry one shishyach and another shishyach. Why they do that? So he shouldn't come to carry shirabim. He was strengthening the mitzvahs. The same thing with Yitil Zadayim. The same thing with Arayas. Just like it's easy to hold a kli, just like it's easy to hold a keli. You can hold a keli without it, but it won't be so easy. The hands make it easier. So Shlomo HaMelech, Adedis Takonis, made it easier for us to keep the mitzvahs.